人的演讲。
Miss Yang Lan，
对，那个杨澜这个名字呢，他要在到了英文里边应该怎么叫啊？
Lan Yang，
对，是倒过来的，
哦、
所以对外国人就会叫他 Lan。好，然后呢，他讲的这个题目呢有意思，叫 The Generation That's Remaking China， 啊，讲的一个重塑中国的
一
代人，新一代。
嗯，
好，那么这一段呢，会之所以选这么一段给大家听呢，就是因为他会用英文讲许多中国的现象啊，然后他会分析，比如说选秀节目啊，是吧？还有那个郭美美啊，这些事儿他都有提到啊。所以呢，许多在雅思和托福考试过程中，你要讲一个中国事儿，同学就比较发怵，说这英文怎么说呢？所以把这一段听好了呢，你就会有一些概念了。好，那杨澜的身份呢，在 TED Talk 上面是这样介绍的：杨澜 ，a journalist and entrepreneur who's been called the Opera of China, offers insight into the next generation of young Chinese citizens, urban, connected via microblogs, and alert to injustice. 所以他说呢，杨澜本人是个媒体人 ，a journalist， 同时也是一个企业家。
嗯，
所以叫 a journalist and entrepreneur。双重身份啊，这个 a 只加在第一个身份那儿，第二个身份不用 a an entrepreneur 不用，
说明这个人他的身份两者都有。
对了，
这个意思啊。
那这个 opera 是什么人呢？
美国一个脱口秀节目的著名主持人叫奥普拉。
对，叫 Winfrey 啊，嗯、Oprah Winfrey， 他是一个黑人，然后呢胖胖的，然后那个性格也是挺开朗的这么一个人，
嗯、
所以杨澜呢就被称为是 The Opera of China， 是中国的 Winfrey 啊 ，Opera。然后呢，他就讲到呢，现在新一代的人啊是具有都市化的这种年轻人啊，而且是通过微博联系起来。大家一听微博，知道离我们距离是有几年了。这个 TED 录音的时候是2011年，对、
嗯，
那时候微博比较火，现在是微信比较火了。
大家知道微信的英文怎么说吗？
嗯，
叫做 WeChat。
对了，微信。Yeah.好，然后我这个说起 WeChat 哈，我们那个学校外教还聊起来，他说就是中国呀用 WeChat， 啊，欧洲又用的是跟 WeChat 的功能一样，那是另一个软件。
哦、
那个名字我还不知道，从来不听说过。所以说呢，现在世界各地呢，虽然这个语言版本不一样，但是功能都是差不多的，类似于微信的这么一个软件啊，用在手机上。那现在就已经进入到这个微信的时代了。好，那我们在听讲座的时候呢，他会用好多种时态去讲 transformation 啊，变化和变革。一提到这个词，大家就知道一定有过去时，一定还有现在时和将来时啊。所以呢，这个整个的语言还是不错的。而且呢，你发现杨澜说英文呢，他英文已经不是他的母语，对不对啊？
对，
也是他的第二语言。
不过他英语还不错哦。
还不错，而且说得很清楚，
嗯、
是吧？When she explains things typical Chinese, it is understandable by Westerners. 啊，西方人你会听到这个背景里边有笑声啊什么的，说明呢，西方人能够听得懂他说的中国的现象，
嗯、
这是一个本事。
嗯，
我觉得好多考口语或者写作的时候，学生难就难在把中国的事儿解释不清楚。
嗯、
你说的西方人不懂啊，所以呢，这个要从中学习的就是这一点。那我们放一遍录音。
The night before I was heading for Scotland, I was invited to host the final of China's Got Talent show in Shanghai with the 80,000 live audience in the stadium. Guess who was the performing guest? Susan Boyle. And I told her, I'm going to Scotland the next day.She sang beautifully, and she even managed to say a few words in Chinese. 送你葱 So it's not like hello or thank you, those ordinary stuff. It means green onion for free. Why did she say that? Because it was a line from our Chinese parallel, Susan Boyle, a 50-some-year-old woman, a vegetable vendor in Shanghai,who loved singing Western opera, but she didn't understand any English or French or Italian, so she managed to fill in the lyrics with vegetable names in Chinese. And the last sentence of Nelson Dorman that she was singing in the stadium was, green onion for free. So Susan Boyle was saying that 80,000 live audience sang together. That was hilarious. So I guess both Susan Boyle and this vegetable vendor in Shanghai belonged to otherness. You know, they were the least expected to be successful in a business called entertainment. Yet their courage and talent brought them through. And the show and the platform gave them the stage to realize their dreams. Well, being different is not that difficult. We are all different from different perspectives. But I think being different is good because you present a different point of view. You may have the chance to make a difference. My generation has been very fortunate to witness and participate the historic transformation of China that has made so many changes in the past 20, 30 years. I remember that in the year of 1990, when I was graduating from college, I was applying for a job in the sales department of the first five-star hotel in Beijing, Great Wall Sheraton. It's still there. So after being interrogated by this Japanese manager for a half an hour, he finally said, "So, Miss Young, do you have any question to ask me?" I summoned my courage and paused and said, "Yes, but could you let me know what actually do you sell?" I didn't have a clue what sales department was about in a five-star hotel. That was the first day I set my foot into a five-star hotel. Around the same time, I was going through an audition, the first ever open audition by national television in China, as with another 1,000 college girls. The producer told us they were looking for some sweet, innocent, and beautiful fresh face. So when it was my turn, I stood up and said, "Why women personalities on television always have to be beautiful, sweet, innocent, and, you know, supportive. Why can't they have their own ideas, their own voice?" I thought I, you know, kind of offended them, but actually they were impressed by my words. And so I was in the second round of competition, and then the third and the fourth. After seven rounds of competition, I was the last one to survive it. So I was on national television primetime show, and believe it or not, that was the first show on Chinese television that allowed its hosts to speak out of their own minds without reading an approved script. And my weekly audience at that time was between 200 to 300 million people. Well, after a few years, I decided to go to the U.S. at Columbia University to pursue my postgraduate studies, and then started my own media company, which was unthought of, you know, during the years that I started my career. So we do a lot of things. I've interviewed more than 1,000 people in the past, and sometimes I have young people approaching me say, "In Alan, you changed my life," and I feel proud of that. But then we're also so fortunate to witness the transformation of the whole country. I was in the Beijing's bidding for Olympic Games. I was representing Shanghai Expo. I saw China embracing the world and vice versa. But then sometimes I'm thinking, you know, what are today's young generation up to? How are they different? And what the differences they are going to make to shape the future of China or at large the world? So today I want to talk about young people through the platform of social media. First of all, who are they? How do they look like? Well, this is a girl called Guo Meimei, 20 years old, beautiful. She showed off her expensive bags, clothes, and car on her microblog, which is the Chinese version of Twitter. And she claims to be the general manager of Red Cross at the Chamber of Commerce. She didn't realize that she stepped on a sensitive nerve and aroused national questioning, almost a turmoil, against the credibility of Red Cross. The controversy was so heated that the Red Cross had to open a press conference to clarify it, and the investigation is going on. So far, as to today, we know that she herself made up that title, probably because she feels proud to be associated with charity. Though those expensive items were given to her as gifts by her boyfriend, who used to be a board member in the subdivision of Red Cross at Chamber of Commerce. It's very complicated to explain. But anyway, the public still don't buy it. It is still boiling. It shows us a general mistrust of government or government-backed institutions which lack transparency in the past. And also it showed us the power and the impact of social media as microblog. Microblog boomed in the year of 2010, with visitors doubled and time spent on it tripled. Sina.com, a major news portal alone, has more than 140 million microbloggers. On Quentin, 200 million. The most popular blogger, it's not me, it's a movie star, and she has more than 9.5 million followers or fans. About 80% of those microbloggers are young people under 30 years old. And because, as you know, the traditional media is still heavily controlled by the government, so social media offers an opening to let the steam out a little bit. But because you don't have many other openings, so the heat coming out of this opening is sometimes very strong, active, and even violent. So through microblogging, we are able to understand Chinese youth even better. So how are they different? First of all, most of them were born in the 80s and 90s under the one-child policy. And because of selected abortion by families who favored boys to girls, now we are ended up with 30 million more young men than women. That could pose a potential danger to the society, but who knows, we're in a globalized world, so they can look for girlfriends from other countries. Most of them have fairly good education. The illiteracy rate in China among this generation is under 1%. In the cities, 80% of kids go to college. But they are facing an aging China, with the population above 65 years old coming up with 7.7% this year and about to be 15% by the year of 2030. And you know, we have the tradition that younger generations support the elders financially and taking care of them when they're sick. So it means young couples will have to support four parents who have the life expectancy as to 73 years old. So making a living is not that easy for young people. College graduates are not in short supply. In urban areas, college graduates find the starting salary is about $400 US a month, while the average rent is above $500. So what they do? They have to share space, squeeze in very limited space to save money, and they call themselves tribe of ants. And for those who are ready to get married and buy their apartment, they figured out they have to work for 30 to 40 years to afford their first apartment. That ratio in America would only cost a couple 5 years to earn, but in China it's 30 to 40 years with the high-rocketing real estate price. Among the 200 million migrant workers, 60% of them are young people. They find themselves a sort of sandwiched between the urban areas and the rural areas. Most of them don't want to go back to the countryside, but they don't have the sense of belonging. They work for longer hours with less income, less social welfare. And they're more vulnerable to job losses, subject to inflation, tightening loans from banks, appreciation of renminbi, or a decline of demands from Europe or America for the products they produce. Last year, there was an appalling incident in a southern OEM manufacturing compound in China. 13 young workers in their late teens and early 20s committed suicide, just one by one, like causing a contagious disease. But they died because of all different personal reasons. But this whole incident aroused a huge outcry from society about the isolation, both physical and mental, of these migrant workers. For those who do return back to the countryside, they find themselves very welcome locally, because with the knowledge, skills, and networks they have learned in the cities with the assistance of internet, they are able to create more jobs, upgrade local agriculture, and create new business in the less developed market. So for the past few years, the coastal areas, they found themselves in a shortage of labor. These diagrams show a more general social background. The first one is the Engels coefficient, which explains that the cost of daily necessities has dropped its percentage all through the past decade, in terms of the family income, to about 37-some%. But then in the last 2 years, it goes up again to 39%, indicating a rising living cost. The Gini coefficient has already passed the dangerous line of 0.4. Now it's 0.5, even worse than that in America, showing us the income inequality. And so you see this whole society getting frustrated about losing some of its mobility, and also the bitterness and even resentment towards the rich and the powerful is quite widespread. So any accusations of corruptions or backdoor dealings between authority or business would arouse a social outcry or even unrest. So through some of the hottest topics on microblogging, we can see what young people care most about. Social justice and government accountability runs the first in what they demand. For the past decade or so, a massive urbanization and development have let us witness a lot of reports on the forced demolition of private property. And it has aroused huge anger and frustration among our young generation. Sometimes people get killed, and sometimes people set themselves on fire to protest. So when these incidents are reported more and more frequently on the internet, people cry for the government to take actions to stop this. So the good news is that earlier this year, the State Council passed a new regulation on house requisition and demolition, and passed the right to order forced demolition from local governments to the court. Similarly, many other issues concerning public safety is a hot topic on the internet. We heard about polluted air, polluted water, poisoned food, and guess what? We have faked beef. They have sorts of ingredients that you brush on piece of chicken or fish, and it turned to look like beef. And then lately, people are very concerned about cooking oil, because thousands of people have been found recruiting cooking oil from restaurant slop. So all these things have aroused a huge outcry from the internet. And fortunately, we have seen the government responding more timely and also more frequently to the public concerns. Well, young people seem to be very sure about their participation into public policy making, but sometimes they are a little bit lost in terms of what they want for their personal life. China is soon to pass U.S. as the number one market for luxury brands. That's not including the Chinese expenditures in Europe and elsewhere. But you know what? Half of those consumers are earning a salary below $2,000. They're not rich at all. They're taking those bags and clothes as a sense of identity and social status. And this is the girl explicitly saying on TV dating show that she would rather cry in BMW than smiling on bicycle. But of course, we do have young people who would still prefer to smile, whether in BMW or bicycle. So the next picture, you see a very popular phenomenon called naked wedding or naked marriage. It does not mean they will wear nothing in wedding, but it shows that these young couples are ready to get married without house, without car, without diamond ring, and without a wedding banquet to show their commitment to true love. And also, people are doing good through social media. And the first picture showed us that a truck caging 500 homeless and kidnapped dogs for food processing was spotted and stopped on highway, with the whole country watching through microblogging. People were donating money, dog food, and offer volunteer work to stop that truck. And after hours of negotiation, 500 dogs were rescued. And here also, people are helping to find the missing children. A father posted his son's picture onto the internet. After thousands of resends in relay, the child was found, and we witnessed the reunion of the family through microblogging. So, happiness is the most popular word we have been heard through the past 2 years. Happiness, is not only related to personal experiences and personal values, but also it's about the environment. People are thinking about the following questions. Are we going to sacrifice our environment further to produce higher GDP? How are we going to perform our social and political reform to keep pace with economic growth, to keep sustainability and stability? And also, how capable is the system of self-correctness to keep more people content with the all sorts of friction going on at the same time? I guess these are the questions people are going to answer. And our younger generation are going to transform this country while at the same time being transformed themselves. Thank you very much.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，杨澜这一段演讲我们就听完了，很精彩哈。
很精彩，他提到了那个麦尼聪啊，这比较有意思在哪儿呢？当时就讲这个选秀节目呢，上海有一个专门卖菜的小贩啊 ，vegetable vendor， 他呢唱西方的歌剧。啊，你想想这两件事儿，这个阳春白雪和这个下里巴人就如此的结合起来。这个歌剧这个音怎么标呢？他也不会这个意大利语啊拉丁文歌词，怎么办呢？他就用各种的蔬菜名去标。其中呢唱到最后的那一句呢就是大葱啊，卖你葱，然后全场就一起唱啊。当时这个英国的这个歌星老太Susan Boyle 啊也在场，然后呢就是别的没学会，麦尼聪这事儿学会了。你看这个中西文化是吧，人们总能找到一个方式去沟通。
嗯
啊，听到这个解释以后呢，我觉得他的开场，学习说话的开场很重要。他就用这个麦尼聪这件事儿一下就把听众听讲的兴趣给抓住了。
嗯，一般我们在讲话的时候先把有意思的先讲出来，抓住你的注意力，然后再娓娓道来。所以嘛，杨澜他是做媒体的，他就知道这个观众啊听什么才能够吸引他。
对，然后你再想想你平时写作文和这个考雅思说口语，人家问你啊 tell me something about your hometown，
嗯，
然后就是 my hometown is Beijing， it's a big city， 多没劲呢。
对呀、啊、
是吧，你怎么你也得描述一个有冲击力的画面，
嗯，
或者一件事儿，对不对？这样的话你才能抓住人。好，那这个说话的技巧呢，希望大家在历届的 Tech Talk 里边，我觉得都可以去总结。
没错，
不光是我们在听讲座时要学习语言，我们也要学他们的说话技巧。同时你看这个杨澜他讲了几件中国的事儿，一个选秀一个是这个郭美美这个事件等等，几件事他放在一起讲，这个主题是什么呢？还有他包括他自己当时怎样进的中央电视台，然后他一下呢就是说人们对于传统的这个女主持人她的看法是什么什么什么样，用到那个词 stereotype 啊，然后她把这些事儿貌似没有任何关联的又有一个主线串起来，这是一个本事啊，它是有一定的逻辑性的，这也是讲话的技巧。好，那我们今天的 TED Talk 就是这些。 Larry， 如果大家想继续探讨，可以加入我们的
QQ
群。
我们有两个 QQ 群，一个已经加满了，有2000多个人。怎么办呢？我们又新开了一个 QQ 群，群号码是9012729二，您看有很多二哈，这说明这是第二个 QQ 群
啊、哦。您的意思是第三个，等着第二个再加到2000加满时候，我们就一堆的三。
对，没错。好，再说一遍，QQ 群的号码是9012729二，欢迎您的加入。那今天节目就这一些，感谢大家的收听，我们下期节目再见。
再见。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
娃娃健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
A beer and you say get over here and play a video.
Tell you all the time, heaven is a place.